Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
By the way, Chris Ella was a guest. And all guests on 97.3 The Fan are join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Got Daily Gamut, a couple bets to get to. Laker one did not turn out well for your boy, TG.
No.
So that was disappointing.
Yeah.
We got to get to this couple breaking. Well, this one's certainly breaking. This one's hot. This is about 30 minutes ago. It's just the gambling thing just keeps getting like new legs. And
there's more?
Other pieces to it. Yes. 14 arrested in betting ring involving athletes. They haven't said the schools that are involved yet, but New Jersey, we talking mafia. I mean, it's real mafia, too. Like,
like Rocco and what it was?
I'll let you be the judge as we get
okay,
into it. But
all right.
Let's hop into this Daily Gambit first, and if we have time, we'll get to that story.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly and don't listen to Emmanuel Classe. I don't know. Wait, I guess you should listen to Emmanuel Classe. Can we just go back 5 seconds so I can reverse?
Yeah, I don't. Fortunately, for me, I wasn't listening.
Okay, good.
So I didn't hear it, but it might be unfortunate I didn't catch you before you said it.
Thank you for not listening. We're just going to move right on to the
all
bets
right
that we made yesterday. The first one we did was Bulls at the Pistons. You went Pistons. I went Bulls. The Bulls were 1.5-point favorites. Pistons won 124-113. So Bulls back to being the Bulls. Lakers at the Thunder. We both chose the Lakers plus 8.5. Wasn't even close. 121-92.
You have to say it like that?
Wasn't even close. 29 points. Who scores more in their game, Nikola Jokic or James Harden? We both said James Harden.
That was stupid.
That was. Double nickel for Nikola Jokic. 55 points.
Tyronn Lue, their head coach.
What about him?
He was asked after the game, what was the game plan? He said the game plan was to make him a scorer and not let him facilitate. I just didn't think he was going to score 55.
Yeah, when you lay off one thing, it opens up something else. So he won that one because Harden only had 23 points. We were wrong on that. And then I did my six-leg parlay. Six players to score 25-plus points in their game last night. We both said don't make this bet. I went to the first one, Luka, plus 25 points.
Nope.
No, he had 19, so I didn't even look.
It was done then.
Didn't even look at the rest of them.
I'm curious. I'm about to go back and look now.
Did SGA have more than 25?
I don't know. I'll get to that. Go ahead. You can finish.
Okay. Well, that's it for those. The bets for tonight. Now, this game between the Patriots and the Jets is in New England, but the Patriots are favored by 12.5 points, Tony. in New England.
SGA had 30, by the way.
Okay, so he works. Nikola Jokic had 55. I don't know if Kevin Durant.
I'll get to that. Go ahead, ask your question now.
Do you think the Patriots, who are you going to pick? Patriots minus 12 and a half.
Patriots.
You think they're going to win by more than 12?
I think they're going to win by a lot, Scrape.
I know. The only thing about the Jets is that they play well. I'm trying to give them something. I'm going to go play, with the Jets,
they, though. Who do they have left to play well with?
Breece Hall.
They can't. I know you don't think very highly of Mike Vrabel, but I think he's going to make it very difficult for them to use him.
See, the Jets have won two straight games after an 0-7 start, Tony. I'm going to go with the Jets tonight to lose by less than 12 points.
You go with the Jets, buddy.
All right, here's another over-under prop bet for Justin Fields. He doesn't pass for a lot of yards, but over under 150 yards passing for Justin Fields, Tony.
Nope.
You're going to go under?
Yep.
I'm going to go under, too. He does not pass for more than 100 yards on Sundays.
Not going to be good.
All right, next one. Does Stephon Diggs score a touchdown tonight? I believe he's scored a touchdown.
Two straight, right? Three straight?
Three straight? He's consecutive games at least. I'm going to say he does not score a touchdown.
I'm going to say he scores a touchdown.
All right. And then college football. I like these bets. Minnesota at Oregon. Oregon, 25.5 point favorites, Tony. Do you think Minnesota covers?
Book it. They don't cover.
They do not cover. So Oregon. Yeah, I'm going to go with them because their coach likes to run up the score. And then finally, Boise State at San Diego State. San Diego State football minus 3, Tony.
We got to have it. We got to have it.
Yep. Aztecs. I'm going to go Aztecs, too. Let me go look and see if I can find the basketball odds yet, just in case, because you're not here tomorrow. I don't really know how to do that.
By the way, Luka finished under 25. Shea got 30. Nikola got 55. Durant had 23. Oh, I didn't see what Booker had. But James Harden had 23. So a lot of guys didn't get to 25.
Yeah, they didn't get there. They did not get there. I'm having a hard time finding the basketball.
Scrape, get your life together, man.
I'm trying.
What's going on?
I'm trying to find the basketball.
There's only three games today.
They're not playing. The Aztecs basketball team is not playing today.
Oh, you're talking about...
Never mind. It's in 5 days.
Yeah, they play next week. We talked about it yesterday.
No wonder people on Twitter hate me.
Why do they hate you?
Because I make mistakes all the time. Oh. I can read.
Oh, well, listen, we all make mistakes from time to time. All right, is that all we have for today?
That's all
gambit?
We got today.
All right, let's go into the story because I hate to keep harping on it, but that new story pops up seemingly every day. 14 arrested in mafia-backed betting ring involving athletes. 14 men were charged for their roles in multi-million-dollar illegal sports betting ring that involved college athletes and had links to organized crime, New Jersey authorities announced Thursday. According to the authorities, Joseph Little Joe Perna, a member of the Lucchese family.
Oh, Joey Lucchese?
And his associates allegedly ran a nationwide network of bookmakers who used offshore websites to facilitate approximately $2 million in bets between 22 and 24.
$2 million? That's a lot.
New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin said a number of college athletes operated sports books at the directions of Perna's organization. Platkin would not answer questions on what colleges or what sports were involved in the betting ring. Oh, wow. So we talked about the kind of connection with the pro-level gambling.
Yep.
This is something separate, right? Yes. This is a gambling ring. Now, I'm not sure if it's connected to the three athletes we talked about last week that had been removed of team and kicked off the team, basically, after this was found out. But this seems like it's got some legs to it and that we're going to be hearing eventually names and schools that are involved in this.
I can almost wrap my head around a college player doing this more so than a professional player?
100%.
Because a college player, probably not going to go less to the NBA.
Less likely now than it before because of NIL, but
2 years or 3 years ago?
Way easier.
Yeah,
it's
way easier, and you don't have as much to lose as a college student because you're not going to lose your pro career, so I can kind of wrap my head around this, but I feel like this is just going to be a daily occurrence now, Tony.
The NCAA is aware of the charges and is looking into the case, according to the spokesperson. Perna, 55, of Fairfield, New Jersey, is charged along with his sons, stepson, nephews, and others with racketeering, conspiracy, gambling offenses, and money laundering. Wow. Says the New Jersey SR. Perna allegedly acted as the financer while his son Joseph R. Perna conducted the daily operations, facilitated dozens of subordinate agents. The sub-agents included Perna's brother, Anthony Perna, his stepbrother, Frank Zito, his cousin, Dominic Perna, and Michael Setta.
Michael Cera?
Setta.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actor.
Six other men were accused of being high-level agents who managed their own sports book as part of the scheme. So that, as you said, will lead to more names, and this is going to probably trickle its way out more and more.
I have a conspiracy in my head.
Hold that thought, because it's 3:11. You talk anymore, we'll be going to 18. Stay on schedule here. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
I have my thoughts. Don't let me forget.
Scraby has his thoughts. We have traps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Perfect. Been on time all day, and I'm enjoying it very much. 3:17, 3:18 on the clock coming up here shortly.
There's a common denominator there.
I don't know what you're talking about there, Scraby. What are you referring to?
Chris is gone. We all know that Chris is the...
You like to take shots at Chris when he is not here.
But
you take shots at him when he's here too. So that's...
Yes, but you know we give each other the look when Chris is like, I got one more thought at like 12. And I'm like, this is going to be a 7-minute thought. So we have to go to break.
It never fails. We're like on pace. We're doing well. And then I look up, it's 3:11, like 30. And then he has those famous words.
Hey, let me give you something else to chew on.
That's so bad. You had a conspiracy.
Yes.
Which, not a surprise. You tend to have a lot of these. So what is this one?
You know, it's prime conspiracy season.
This is conspiracy. What makes this conspiracy season?
Just, there's so, just.
The weather?
No, I guess it's people have nothing else to do. Leading into the holidays.
Leading into the holidays, you're a little
bored. They need something to worry about.
All right.
But here's the conspiracy.
What's your conspiracy?
The FBI keeps going after these underground gambling rings, which to me is not that big of a deal. Unless people are dying or getting money stolen, then I'm not concerned about a bunch of mafia guys playing poker.
People are getting money stolen.
Okay. It's not my biggest concern.
Okay. I hear you.
If you're going to go and play poker with a bunch of mafia guys, that's your fault. Not my fault.
Okay.
Here's the conspiracy.
What's the conspiracy?
The FBI is going after all of these underground gambling rings because FanDuel and DraftKings and other sports betting websites are in the pocket of the government and they want they want all the money to themselves. So they want all of this big money that's being spent on these underground gambling rings.
What's the incentive for the government to do this?
They get rid of, they get good press by taking down the mafia.
All right.
And I think that these FanDuel, DraftKings, they have enough money to make a difference. I mean, they're making so much money on a daily basis.
You think FanDuel, DraftKings is tripping about the $202 million that they lost from this particular?
No.
You know, they, so what's the point then?
I see what you're saying. $2 million? No. But years worth of underground gambling? Yes. They want all the people to come to their website. Because they're predators.
It's not a crazy conspiracy.
Thank you.
I don't know that it's true, but it's not crazy.
Would you consider DraftKings and FanDuel predatory?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're all adults.
We are adults. But sending emails to guys that just spent $1,000 and say, hey, we'll give you $300 in free cash if you deposit now.
I think that's kind of how it goes. Listen, for some people, $1,000 is not a lot. But for most, $1,000 is quite a bit. And if you're gambling at that kind of level, I think you can consider yourself a big dog.
Yeah.
$1,000 a hand?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I don't know that I could do that.
So I think my point is, if you're spending that kind of money, I think they think we might have ourselves something here.
Maybe. I do think some people need to be safe from themselves.
For me and you, we go in there and we spend our $5 a hand on a blackjack.
We're out.
They're not sending us letters like, hey, man, come back and spend your $100, $200 back with us.
One time when I went to Vegas, the largest I ever bet on one hand of blackjack was $100. And I was so nervous. And guess what? I lost. It was one of those like 6-card 21s that the dealer got.
And you told us about never do that again.
Yeah, I'm not doing the $100 thing again. Like, I have a system. I haven't gambled. I haven't done blackjack in a long time, but I have a system.
Too. Yeah, for sure.
If I win, I add another chip. And then I keep adding, but I never chase my loss.
Right.
I always, if I lose, I go back to the bottom. And then I build back up. Which is not easy to do.
I like that system. That's a good system.
Not easy to do for a guy who has zero patience and is addicted to everything.
Yeah, no, you probably should just stay away from the table, to be exact. Scraby's holding up this Rubik's Cube.
Yes. I got my Rubik's Cube challenge tonight.
I can't believe you guys out there have convinced him that this would be a good use of his time and that you guys would be entertained by this. This is, to me, this is a lot like the kids now who watch other kids play video games on TV.
Yeah, someone convinced me, as you said, but the reason I came up with this, because there was some kid who solved a Rubik's Cube in like 3 seconds.
That's not true, though.
I know, and I said on the air, I don't think I could solve a Rubik's Cube in 45 minutes.
Let me help you. I know you can.
But I'm going to try it. It's going to be on the Scraby Show YouTube Live at 5:15. I'm going to, you know, try to do this. You can ask questions. We could chat. We could have fun.
I really hope that you guys tune in because I don't think this is going to be very entertaining at all.
I'm just turning it like crazy right now just to mess it up. Because when I bought it, I didn't want to turn it so that it would like get all messed up and I would never be able to put it back in order again.
You're never going to be able to put it back in order again.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll see. Tomorrow. Well, you're not going to be here tomorrow to celebrate in my Rubik's Cube success.
All right, let's switch gears. NFL. Every year, probably around, I feel like it's summertime, the Athletic or somebody does a report card on each NFL team. This is where we find out that some of the facilities are trash,
of
the family accommodations are not very good. Some are very good. And we all get a kick out of it, and we all go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And such team. Or that's surprising. We've had a couple of those. Well, the NFL is not happy with the NFLPA. They have filed a grievance against the NFL Players Association asking the union to stop its annual team report cards and saying the exercise violates the collective bargaining agreement by airing public criticism of teams, according to documents obtained by ESPN. The league claims the report cards, which poll players on various aspects of working conditions, violate a CBA clause that says NFL owners and the union must use reasonable efforts to curtail public comments by club personnel or players which express criticism of any club, its coach, or its operation and policies, according to the August letter from the league's management council to the NFLPA general counsel Tom DiPeso that was obtained by ESPN. This feels quite petty, I feel like.
Yes, it is. And it's like, don't let people know we're not spending money on you guys. But this is one of my favorite parts of the NFL season.
Yeah.
Is this report that comes out.
It is kind
because
of
like the players write notes and it's like, didn't have a changing room for my wife.
Right.
Or
right.
Didn't have this, didn't have that. Or the Chiefs are like, it smells like mold in the weight room.
But the Chiefs got bad gratings on a lot of their facilities.
Yeah.
And if it makes sense, because I mean, I'm sure that stadium has to be one of the oldest in the NFL at this point.
It's getting there.
It's right across the street from the Royals, bad boy. And
yeah.
I can tell you, it's not the state-of-the-art type of deal that you see in some of these places.
I think the NFL is wrong for asking for this to stop, because this is just honest feedback about the franchise. I think they don't want the bad press, but at the same time, I'm like, don't have bad facilities if you don't want bad press. The Chiefs have enough money to put some money into their facilities.
You would think. Source with direct knowledge of the league's process said that the survey was last conducted in 2015 and that officials from the league and union would meet confidentially with teams about specific areas of improvement and tangible results. I believe this was part of, you know, the PA and the NFL owners kind of getting together. And discussing some of this, the letter states that the NFL twice asked the union to suspend its report card survey, once in 2024 and a second time in June of this year, and that the NFLPA declined. Sources with direct knowledge of the grievance told ESPN that the league is trying to have the issue heard by an arbitrator in December with the hope of a decision in February. This is funny to me because here you have an opportunity to maybe, just maybe, take some of the positives and negatives and make some improvements. Instead, they're just taking them to court, basically.
That's what the NFL does. Hey, they can just throw their power around and make people shut up, I guess. Why do they have to take... I mean, they are called the No Fun League. I was going to ask a question that's rhetorical.
Team owners and executives told ESPN that the topic of the report cards arose at a recent owners' meeting during a discussion over what management would like to change in future CBAs. I could just imagine these guys all sitting around having this conversation. Like, you know what? I'm tired of these guys popping off about my facility. Ownership sources told ESPN that they value the report cards, sure, but feel that because the union issues only general grades and not specific feedback, they serve as an instrument to mock teams without telling them which areas need improvement.
Wait, say that part again?
It says that the ownership sources told ESPN that they value the reports, but they feel that because the union issues only general grades and not specific feedback, they serve as an instrument to mock teams without telling them which areas need improvement. And as one's quoted saying, it could make you better, but they don't share how. They just take snippets to embarrass people without sharing the data. That's how they're taking that.
What? Yeah, that is insane.
They think that...
They want them to be more critical?
No, they want them to be more specifically critical.
Right.
So what about our facility sucks?
That's you're telling me not to do this, but you're also telling me I need more information on how to improve, but you're... That's a bunch of hurt feelings over there.
It kind of seems like
that. That's ridiculous.
I'm sure we'll hear more about this as we move forward. All right, let's get to break. Scraby's got a big five. It's early. It's supposed to be good. You have to stay tuned to find out if that's true. More Gwynn and Chris. 3:35 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr. Matt Scraby. He's got a big five coming our way. We'll see if it's any good.
If there's any indication, I had to switch two topics recently.
Oh, that's not good. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on the top tech and gaming gifts, plus shipping supplies and service to get your packages there safely. Don't miss 40% off custom cards, invites, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Staples. That was easy. Scraby, what you had to switch out two questions?
Yes.
Is that because we talked about it already?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So it's okay. It's okay. We needed the report card last segment, so I can handle a little bit of a switch.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that you had that in there. I apologize, man. Totally forgot.
It's okay.
That was very LO of me right there. I did not mean to actually force you with a new question.
I actually found some better questions.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
We'll be the judge of that. Let's check some traffic and then get into your big five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Actually, Tony, in these first two topics, we are going to be talking about the MLS because they are making big changes.
Number five.
Coming up, and this is from Twitter and a business Twitter sports business guy, Joe Pomplano. Have you ever heard of him? Pomplano.
Yes.
Okay, so he tweeted earlier today, Apple TV is eliminating MLS Season Pass next year. Rather than making subscribers pay an additional fee to access MLS content, all of the league's matches will be available to every Apple TV subscriber with their standard plan. Tony, how good of an idea is this on a scale from
It's a great plan, okay. Especially for the likes of Chris Ella. Who was going to refuse to watch SDFC if he had to purchase the MLS pass, which is no longer.
Yes.
There is not exclusivity to Apple TV in the way that won't allow you to watch it. And so I think it's good. I had already decided to bite the bullet to go ahead and get the MLS
pass.
You
did, yeah.
But this is good. I think this is good for it's going to allow more people to see it that aren't willing to get MLS pass and pay that money to have, you know, watch all the games.
Yeah. Scraby, what do you think? Well,
Scraby, what do you think?
I think this is perfect. This is what I've been calling for. Apple TV is accessible in the houses of most people. MLS season pass is just another, expense for you. But this is going to open it up so much more for people that wouldn't normally buy it, like me,
right?
Like Chris, like some other people I know. So one thing I could say about the MLS is that they are working on making this a bigger sport in the U.S. And I think they're doing a pretty good job so far of this. But making this not behind a paywall or a double paywall is a fantastic idea.
The Vonta double paywall just is diabolical.
Don't even get me started about the triple paywall, Tony.
Number four.
Again, in Major League Soccer,
This is what you're talking about that I took a couple of your stories. You just replaced them with more MLS. I like it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Major League Soccer will overhaul its schedule in 2027, shifting to a summer to spring season that aligns with the global soccer calendar and mirrors Europe's top leagues. The decision came today at the Board of Governors meeting in Palm Beach, where Commissioner Don Garber called it one of the most significant in league history. Quote, there was overwhelming support for this move. That was positive, but it wasn't necessary. Not sure what that means. MLS currently plays on a February to November calendar, but starting in 2027, the season will begin in July and run until May of 2028. I'm up first. Is this a good idea?
Yes. You don't know.
No, yes.
Just be honest. You don't know.
Is it a good idea? Yeah, I've been saying, like, these two-week breaks are too much.
Oh, that's why it's a good idea, is because of the two-week breaks?
Because they're going to fit it all into a shorter period of time. Yeah. Like I just read, February to November. MLS started before the Padres.
Same time.
Before. I remember going to a game before spring training was over.
No, because those guys, before it was over, but spring training had already started.
Okay, but we're still talking about the same season.
Yeah.
That is a long time, Tony.
It's still going to be long. It's just different months.
But it won't. But I don't think they're going to have those big breaks in the middle of it, which is really what bothers me. A playoff match 2 weeks away is crazy. How can you build any sort of momentum when you're stopping and starting as much as the MLS is?
I love that Scraby says there's not going to be breaks, even though there will be. There'll be a winter break and there'll be a summer break as well. Nonetheless.
Well, they start in July, so I understand that.
I agree with the idea that this is the right move. It aligns them with all of the rest of the leagues across the world. It prevents them from having to play in the hottest months of the year here in the United States. And that was some of the kind of pushback from some of the teams up north. They were giving up some of their warm weather games to have to play cold weather games. There was talk of maybe the compensation going to the northern side with their losses. That didn't come to fruition. I just think it lines them up better. Right now, you get to start truly competing with the other leagues and how they're going, because it's all at the same time. I think this is great from a selfish standpoint. I'll be able to go to more games now. It's not in direct conflict with baseball season.
Yeah, it's very true.
I think it's also great for the fields. I just think this one in particular here at Snapdragon, right? I mean, having multiple teams play on it during that time of year, you know, I think can be troublesome. And I think it's better like that for the rest of the places, not just here in Snapdragon, where you can kind of lessen the traffic that's going on there all at once.
Yeah, Cody on the chat says, I like the schedule realignment. Most important is to align with the rest of the world on international breaks, aligns trade deadlines, all that stuff. I just like that they're trying. They're trying to make their game more popular.
Yep.
And they're actually making
this is the right move for it, too.
Number three.
I did find it interesting that, was it Garber?
Garber.
Garber. His comments about it being a positive change, but not necessary.
Yeah, that's
what I read.
Which leads
me to believe that maybe he wasn't necessarily agreeing with
it. He also declined to reveal the results of the vote, so maybe it was closer than we thought, but why say that was positive, but it wasn't necessary?
Yeah,
is that his ego speaking?
That seems a little salty right there.
It seems like he's really loving his own schedule that he came up with or something. But anyway, they are trying to make it better.
Number three.
Golden State Warriors' Stephen Curry and Under Armour are parting ways and ending their longstanding partnership, the sides announced today. Curry's standalone endeavor, Curry Brand, will move forward independently. His shoes will release as planned through Under Armour during 2026, but he is now entering sneaker free agency. He left Nike and signed with Under Armour in 2013, several years into his NBA career, but before he was the MVP and global celebrity that he is. Steph said in a press release, quote, Under Armour believed in me early in my career and gave me the space to build something much bigger and more impactful than a shoe. I'll always be grateful for that. Tony, is this a smart move by Steph?
Yeah, probably. I don't know that he needs Under Armour no more to sell his brand at this point. It's pretty pretty well put together, pretty bulletproof as of now, you know? So, Steph might be the biggest, he might be bigger than Under Armour, honestly, at this point. So, I think it's business-wise probably the right move. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to go to another shoe company. He could just do it independent from here. I mean, I think he certainly has the means to do it at this point.
Yes. He's got the bankroll.
He's got the bankroll. But maybe he feels like his brand could be elevated with another company. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how this one falls for him.
Just don't go to the people that made the Big Baller brand shoes, because
yeah, no, I think
those
are
terrible. Big Baller brand's out of business?
I think so.
Wow. I think it's a smart move by Steph, but it's risky. It's risky to start on your own thing, but you're right. He's a worldwide name at this point in the NBA. I don't know that Curry brand is my favorite name for his clothing company, but I don't get it.
I don't think he's asking you. What do you think his brand should be?
It makes me think of food instead of clothes, but whatever. But Steph's going to probably make this work because he's a successful guy.
Number two.
Before being named... Oh, Tony, here's where all the bad stuff starts to come out about Brian Daboll. You know how when coaches get fired?
Of course. Here it comes. Here it comes.
The avalanche of this guy was no good.
He was such a bad man behind closed doors.
So when we talked about Mike Schilt and all those people coming out, we said it's no different than any other sport or any other coach. And here's an example of that. Because Mike Kafka, before he was named interim coach of the Giants, he was reportedly almost stripped of his duties by Brian Daboll. ESPN's Jordan Renan spoke to one Giants player who described an instance of Daboll, quote, exploding and threatening to take away play calling from assistant head coach offensive coordinator Mike Kafka after tight end Theo Johnson dropped a crucial third down pass downfield against the Eagles. Thinking he was more worried about his job and the guy dropped a big pass. But anyway, how much do you believe these things, Tony?
This is so hard because it's predictable now. And so when it becomes predictable, you start wondering, is there any truth to it? Or how much of it is true versus, you know, I'm sure parts are usually have some truth to it, but I just find it funny that the moment a guy is let go or relieved of his duties or retires or whatever it is, almost like clockwork, here comes the negative story behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's all true. Maybe every time it happens, which is every time someone gets fired or let go or retires, these things come out. So, they don't come out during. They don't come out while it's happening.
No, always after.
Always when they're gone.
Yeah, and they can't defend themselves.
So, I don't know. It might be true. It might not be true.
What would you do after, like, if you were Brian Daboll, would you just go home and just
That's a good
sit
question.
There for
like,
a while?
Do, in terms of these rumors or in terms of just once you get let go?
Either.
I don't know.
Start with the rumors.
I often wonder, you know, is it worth even dealing with at that
probably
point?
Probably not. Dealing with the rumors?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Because it's already been done. You've already been fired. You're just going to come off looking like a bitter person.
Like you're actually searching someone down so you can get this quote off. Like, listen, quote this down. I didn't do any of it. It does seem a little bit out.
He approaches a writer in the parking lot.
Right.
I don't know how much I could believe these things, but
I'm not saying that it's not possibly true, but I just find it odd that I can't think of the last time someone fired, retired, any of those things. And we didn't have a story there following after at some point.
I would also imagine that this happens normally within an NFL locker room from time to time.
Absolutely.
Coaches getting angry at each other.
To your point, like, he had to know his job was on the line. He probably is just stressing out.
Like, you just cost me my job, Theo.
Stop calling plays for him. You call another play for him, I'm taking your play calling duties away.
And guess what? They ended up making him the interim head coach. So joke's on you, Mr. Dable. That had to have chapped his you-know-what. If
he... I don't know that anything's chapped because I believe he's still getting paid.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
right.
So, you know.
What would you do?
Have at it. Name whoever you want.
What would you do? Like, would you go home and just turn off the TV and not deal with anything for a week or so?
I would imagine so. That's probably a pretty stressful 2 years he had.
I mean, you go from working 90 hours a week to nothing.
He was on the hot seat for literally two seasons. A season and a half. No, about two seasons.
Yeah, he was. There was questions coming into this year.
Yeah. Questions going into last year. So, you know, I would imagine he has turned the TV off at least for the first 48, 72 hours.
Especially in New York. Your face is going to be plastered
everywhere. I would imagine
everywhere.
He got up out of there.
Yeah, he's just in like Hawaii or
I don't
something.
Know where Brian's originally from, but I'm sure he went back somewhere near that place.
He's like, we're going to Alaska, family. That's the only place we have left.
Number one.
The New York Jets and their 32nd ranked passing offense will be without star wide receiver Garrett Wilson for at least the next
awesome.
Four games. As he was placed on injured reserve Thursday for the first time in his career, I might add. My question here, Tony, it's week 11. By the time he gets back, it's week 15. Do you think the Jets should play Garrett Wilson the rest of this
year? Yes, because he's on my fantasy team. So, yes, I think they should
play. He's going to come back for fantasy playoffs?
Yeah. If that's what it takes. No, he probably shouldn't play.
No. I mean, the team's terrible.
He probably
terrible.
Came back too soon to begin with. And, man, you just think the Jets are just wasting away Garrett Wilson's talents.
He's got to be thinking about that.
I'm sure. And you know what's funny is he has tried to be like the whatever quarterback was in there. We're going to do this.
He was a professional.
And then, you know, your professionalism starts to get chipped away at when you have this many seasons in a row like this.
I mean, the Jets had the defensive and offensive rookie of the year a few years ago, and they just
I'm just saying this, and
this is
not to be mean, but there is no way when they signed Justin Fields that he was like, oh, this is gonna be better than it was with Aaron Rodgers and who was before that?
Zach Wilson.
There's no way he could have thought that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty tough. When you're thinking, man, I'm going into this year with Justin Fields is my quarterback. I know athletes don't necessarily think that way, but I always want to know.
I bet you he was. He literally went through Zach Wilson for a couple years, and then he thought, oh, sweet.
Aaron Rodgers.
Hall of Famer coming in. He snaps his Achilles. Zach's back in there again.
That is
finally
rough.
Gets healthy.
That is
and
rough.
Aaron is like still working his way back after missing a full season at the age of 40-something.
And then you get Aaron back, and your season still stinks. He hasn't been on a good team yet.
He was, quite frankly, he might have been better off before. Who is it? Was it Fitzmagic that was throwing him passes when he first got there?
I don't even remember at this point. It may have been Fitzmagic.
There was somebody that was throwing him passes that, I feel like it wasn't Zach.
No.
He had one good year before Zach
Why
showed
can't
up.
I think of the Jets. I'm going to look
it's
up Jets starters.
It's kind of hard. Don't hurt yourself. You got any more questions? That was awesome.
No, that was it. That was it. I'm going to try to go to the Wikipedia.
That would have been, what, 2023?
Maybe a little bit before that. Well, maybe we'll look this up in the break.
Yeah, we'll do that. Let's get the break. It was Zach Wilson in 22.
Oof. He's on the Dolphins.
Backed
now.
Up by Mike White and Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. Oh, that's right.
Started 9 games that year. Zach Wilson did.
Oh, dang.
So he had a nice little run of it.
He keeps
22,
up, yeah.
23. Started off on the bench in 24, then got that back.
You know where he would fit great? The 49ers. Love to have Garrett Wilson. Right.
Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour coming. Gwen versus the Fan, 833-288-0973. Get in where you fit in. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.